Welcome to Carnivores Don't Get Sunburned, hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
Getting serious with Dr. Baker. This is Maggie. She's 83 years old. She's been eating carnivore for 65 years.
Look at that, how jacked she is. This is a very politicized and a very controversial topic here. But the system is so broken. I don't know if you saw, you know, bill pending to give AI full authority to prescribe medication. And what that means is
1,600 people a day die from cancer. If the entire world ate more like you did, do you think cancer rates would go down?
We had a new president, new administration. Make America Healthy Again is at the forefront. But I will tell you guys, don't.
When we interviewed Maggie for the documentary, she said, people can make fun of me, they can laugh at me, but I believe I'll live to be 120. People are dying much younger. Do you feel like a lot of society is dying early just in return for eating junk food and being addicted to standard American diet?
The following is one part of a four-part series with Dr. Sean Baker on the carnivore diet, covering several different topics. Be sure to visit rivero.com. Dr. Baker's doing some incredible work over there. Now let's get started.
Getting serious with Dr. Baker. A lot of people do carnivore to lose weight, but there's other more serious reasons. The first one I have is 1,600 people a day die from cancer, despite billions spent on cancer research and prevention. I know you're not advocating for everyone doing carnivore, but if the entire world ate more like you did, do you think cancer rates would go down?
Well, I think that, again, I obviously this is a very politicized and a very controversial topic here. I think we treat cancer as this almost other thing, as it's, you know, like, you know, heart disease, diabetes. Yeah, but when you start the C word, you know, we even call it the C world because it's so scary. But reality, cancer responds to nutrition, it responds to physiology like every other disease does. I think that there's a lot of associated factors that drive cancer, and we can talk about what those might be. You know, we all often hear about, oh, well, red meat's going to increase your risk of colorectal cancer because the World Health Organization in 2015 said it was, and they showed that it was a 17% relative risk increase. But what we see with people on carnivore, you think about all the risk factors that go into cancer, obesity, hyperglycemia, inflammation, diabetes, inflammatory bowel disease, for that matter. Those things all dramatically drop on carnivore. I've seen it over and over again. And if those are all risk factors for cardiovascular or for cancer, by removing that, I think we're removing a lot of the associated factors there. And yes, I do think that a big driver of cancer is just, you know, obviously, there are many things that drive it. In fact, you know, it's interesting, the World Health Organization, who claimed red meat as a carcinogen, right? I think they've tested something like 800 compounds for cancer, and only two or three ever showed that they weren't carcinogenic. So again, it's always the dose makes the poison type of thing. So the short answer is yes. If everybody ate like me, I think cancer rates would be reduced. We know, like looking at First Nations in Canada, back in the 1960s, cancer rates among Native, you know, Inuit and other First Nations folks in Canada was minimal. It was very, very low. As soon as they switched over to a more modern diet, it skyrocketed, and it's still high today because of those reasons. So, yeah, I think I saw a paper, the first documented case of cancer in an Inuit was 1953. And we've been diagnosing cancer for hundreds of years prior to that. So it's not like it's brand new. I mean, cancer has been around for a while, but again, that's, you, obviously there's some limitations how much we could diagnose things back then, but still, I mean, there was a dramatic increase when we changed our diet to the Western diet. So I do think an all meat diet or close to an all meat diet would generally result in less people having cancer. Would it protect them 100%? Probably not, but I think the rates would go down significantly.
Sadly, we lost our friend, Jeff DeProsperis, who is a huge fan of yours. I have a picture here. This was Jeff on your podcast. Jeff credited carnivore diet with extending his life. He was given 3 months to live and he thrived for 30 months. And this was Jeff's words. He attributed that to carnivore, the extra couple of years he got with his family. I just wanted to thank you, Dr. Baker, on behalf of Jeff, because you, Dr. Chafee, some of these other doctors, he said to me over and over again, these guys are my doctors. Like, you were giving him hope. You in particular, because Jeff was a big athlete himself. So he's given 3 months to live. He thrived for 30 months. So I just wanted to let you know that you were a huge inspiration to Jeff. And my next question was, if you were diagnosed with a serious cancer or stage 4 cancer, what would you do or what advice would you give to someone if you had a loved one that was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer?
Well, I mean, obviously that's a tough situation to be in. And obviously you want to maximize the quality of your life for as long as you may have. Maybe you beat it. Maybe you get through it. Maybe you don't. But I think you want to, you know, do the things that are important to you. Spend time with your family, loved ones. Do those things that you can. Maximize your quality of life. I mean, get good sleep. Get in the sunshine. Eat a good, healthy diet. You know, exercise. Be strong. Keep a positive mindset. You know, I think those are things you can do. And I think as far as various other treatments, I mean, I'm not here to say that you should completely ignore conventional advice, but I mean, I think you should ask serious questions and say, what is the likely outcome of this treatment option? Is it going to cure my disease? If it is going to extend my life, how long will it be? What will be the trade-offs with that? Is my quality of life going to go down? Because the reality is, if you've got an aggressive late stage cancer, you probably are not going to live that much longer. You know, I don't care what your diet is. But again, as Jeff shows, he had an extra 27 months beyond what he was supposed to have with his family. Hopefully a lot of that was quality time. You know, you think about it, I get an extra 2 years, 2.5 years with my family. So, I mean, maximize the quality of life. And I would think in terms of quality of life, not in terms of quantity. And so you want to maximize that quality of life and do what you can to do that. And I think, again, I think that comes down to the same things we should be all doing anyway. You know, eating well, sleeping well, spending time with the ones we love, letting them know that, and keep a positive and open mind.
This is Maggie. She's 83 years old. She's been eating carnivore for 65 years.
Look at how jacked she is.
She's got like triple biceps on the one side there. She's incredible. When we interviewed Maggie for the documentary, she said, people can make fun of me, they can laugh at me, but I believe I'll live to be 120. She said, there's no reason I shouldn't. People are dying much younger because of the foods they're eating. Do you have any thoughts on that? Do you feel like a lot of society is dying early just in return for eating junk food and being addicted to standard American diet?
Quick interruption. Thank you so much for watching. If you're interested in learning more about our documentary, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet, or supporting it, please visit donate.healinghumanity.movie. Our goal is to reach millions of people that are hopeless right now, and sharing the examples of real people over the course of 1 year that are undertaking a proper human diet to overcome obesity, type 2 diabetes, depression, anxiety, fertility issues. We couldn't do it without you. We thank you so much. We are also selling these shirts, Healing Humanity, The Power of a Proper Human Diet. Every penny we get from those goes towards the documentary. And the last thing is, we have these Redmond's portable salt shakers. These things are awesome. You can get the best salt. You can take it with you. We sell these on the website along with our water bottles and cutting boards, and every penny from all of those goes 100% towards supporting the documentary. You can also sign up for our newsletter, which is completely free. All of these links are in the description below. Thank you so much for your support. Now back to today's video.
Do you feel like a lot of society is dying early just in return for eating junk food and being addicted to standard American diet?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think, whether she lives to 120 or not, at 82, walking around with giant, you know, guns like that. And she works on a farm all day. I mean, from my understanding, that is the type of person you want to be at 82, because if you're going to make it to 100 or 120, whatever it might be, you ain't going to get there if you're all frail and beat up at 80. I mean, that to me is really, that's who inspires me. You know, I know some people take inspiration in what I do, but that's the type of person that inspires me to see someone in their 80s still. And she's learning another language. I've yet had a chance to talk with Maggie, but I've seen a few of her interviews and I'm a big fan of hers. If you see her, let her know that. I think having her in your documentary, and when you reveal that, I know that's going to be part of the reveal there. That's going to blow people away. It really is. I mean, it's such a great example, and it shows the long-term, viability, at least for someone on carnivore, because she's been doing it, 60 some years, since she was a kid, and now she's 82, and there ain't a lot of 82-year-olds that are as impressive as what she looks like. I mean, that's really an amazing photo, and I'm sure seeing her in action is quite impressive.
Absolutely. I can't wait to share that in the documentary, because she's carrying around like 4 5-gallon buckets of feed. She's jumping over fences in her 80s, but more so than the physical part of it, her attitude, her demeanor, her energy was that of like a teenager. Adam and I couldn't keep up with her when we were filming her. So it was really incredible. Also sad at the same time, because she's telling us like, hey, all of my loved ones, they're gone. They passed, and like kids she went to school with that she knew for years, they all passed in their 60s, and she's kind of, it's kind of a lonely part of it that came along with it. But she's
incredible. She used to make some, she used to hang out with younger people. That's what you do, just hang out with the youngins.
So in terms of Rivero, you mentioned it real quick. I'm interested in this because I've shown people this before. I was on so much medication and so sick for so long and trusted my doctors, but went down the wrong path. And I get so many questions from people now is like, how can I find a good doctor? How can I have Dr. Baker be my doctor? How can I find a good keto or carnivore doctor? Is Rivero something that would be good for that use case? Like, what is a good use case? For example, I had gout, I had IBS, I had depression. Would those be things that Rivero could help with?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I mean, we're set up to, basically treat metabolic issues and autoimmune issues and inflammatory issues currently. And so all of our physicians are keto carnivore. They've all done it. They all promote it. They all strongly believe in it. We had spent a lot of time developing protocols in line with this stuff to teach the doctors how to deprescribe medications, how to navigate the differences in lab values that the traditional doctors just don't know what to do with. And so, you'll get a supportive doctor, but not only that, you get an entire team that will be in contact with you on a daily basis if necessary, because it's my belief that if you're treating chronic disease, whatever it might be, you got to deal with the nutrition. And in many cases, there's a lot of an addictive component to that. There's a psychological component on why we eat. And we know that a lot of the food that we eat today was engineered specifically to be addictive and to drive those really maladaptive behaviors. And it takes sometimes a lot of work and a lot of support and a lot of education, a lot of handholding to do that. And that's what we do at Rivera. We literally have people that we literally are in contact on a daily basis very often through our coaches, through our technology. We're continuously collecting data from our patients and providing adjustments on the fly. So instead of, you go to your doctor, maybe you get a doctor that kind of somewhat clued in. They're going to see you once every 3 months, once every 6 months, 15 minutes here or there. To me, that just doesn't do it. And so fortunately with Rivero, and we are very soon to be in all 50, I think we're in about 35 states right now. We'll get out those last few 15 by the end of probably, I think our goal is to hit it by the end of March. Nationwide, if you need a doctor that's going to support you, maybe give you some advice, maybe help you, because in many cases, those medications that, you probably want, we're going to want to get off of them, but sometimes taking them off in a very kind of uncontrolled fashion can precipitate some real problems. There's people that can really get into trouble if they come off their meds too fast or too rapidly. And so you have to sort of do that in a kind of a step down fashion. There's orders that you want to withdraw medications. And so our physicians are trained on that stuff, which is really, really kind of cool. So yeah, we're definitely would help things like you described.
I love the fact you said deprescribe, because that's never happened for me. Every time I went to the doctor, it's like, what other medication can we give this guy? Now, all of these, I am completely off. But to your point, I had to do that very carefully, especially with the antidepressant medications. And working with my doctor, yeah, sure. working with my doctor to do that. So people can learn more about Rivero at rivero.com. Is there still a wait list? Or people, can people sign up for the wait list or can they actually sign up?
So we are off the wait list right now. Right now we are basically, you know, a lot of times the wait list was there because we hadn't hired all the physicians we need yet. So we are rapidly bringing people on. I will tell you, we fill up pretty quick right now. So we get, you know, so the quicker you get in, the quicker you're going to get there. I'm amazed at how many physicians are joining us. It's really cool to see that because a lot of them like me get it. I want to say that most physicians out there truly care. They're intelligent, smart people that want to heal people, but the system is so broken. And I mean, I don't know if you saw, there was just a House resolution, you know, a bill pending to give AI full authority to prescribe medication. Mm. And what that means is, you know, you will get a robot, you know, essentially an AI that will diagnose and treat you, but they will just give you more medication because the algorithms are going to be trained by the pharmaceutical model. And what will happen is that will become the standard of care. And anybody that deviates and doesn't use AI will now be subject to malpractice and all this stuff. So we're at a really interesting time in this evolution of medicine. And I am quite concerned about that because, again, if you train the AI on the standard assumptions, which are, as we know, clearly are wrong, it's going to be a problem. So, yeah, I mean, it's very, very disturbing and interesting, but exciting at the same time, because I think there's an alternative route. I think many physicians are like, I'm done with that. And that's why we're getting so many of them coming to want to work for us.
Yeah, that's great to hear. There's physicians that wanted to heal people, that's why they became a physician. And now they're finding a way to do it by treating the root cause, but also it seems like it's all coming together right now at this point in history where people are just so sick of being sick and medication after medication and not getting better. It's becoming very frustrating for a lot of people. So,
yeah, you know, Carrie, you know that game Whack-A-Mole, right? You know, you go to the whatever, the carnival, and there's that. That's what medicine's become. It's like medication Whack-A-Mole. It's like, oh, this symptom, whap, here's a, you know, this one, and they keep popping up. So by the time you're 60 years old, now you're on 12 medications, you know, and it's just, it's insane where we are right now.
That's what drove me nuts too, is when the doctor would say, your depression, Carrie, we don't know what's causing that. Maybe it's a chemical imbalance. We're not sure. However, here's some medication for it. And it's like, wait a minute, you don't even know what's causing this and you're giving medication. Right.
Why don't we figure out why you're sick before we try to feed it? You know, I think that's interesting.
And to your point, all of these 15 medications, every single one of them, depression, anxiety, IBS, gout, sleep issues, every single one of those was nutrition. So there was an answer. It wasn't that we didn't know. It was all 100% nutrition. So anyways, I'm really happy what you're doing with Rivero. I'm happy to shout it out from the rooftops anytime. It's incredible. Like, I wish I would have had something like that 15 years ago when I started down that rabbit hole of nonstop medication for years and years. Well, I know we're at the end of the hour here. I thank you so much, Dr. Baker. Huge shout out to Rivero.com. I'll have a link for that, Dr. Baker's channel. Is there anything else you want to mention or shout out before we wrap up?
Yeah, I do. We had a new election, new president, new administration. Make America Healthy Again is at the forefront. But I will tell you guys, don't passively expect that to change your health. You've got to, I mean, to make America healthy again, we need Americans to want to do it and to do the right things. It's not a passive thing. It's a very active thing. And it's just all of us, again, support the things that make us healthy and stop supporting things that don't make us healthy. I think that's important because just as much of that responsibility is on you. And I mean, it's exciting because, you know, you're the master of your own fate in many ways. And so, you know, you have faith that you can do these things. And if you believe in a higher power, that higher power has given you a brain and freedom and free will to make those changes. And so don't depend on everybody else to do it. Take some of that responsibility on yourself. Be an example for your family. I mean, that this is what it's about.
I love that you ended on that note. That was the biggest thing I've learned filming this documentary from so many different individuals asking them. It's like, this has to be grassroots. You have to be an advocate. You have to take your health into your own two hands. Make America Healthy Again is great to spread awareness, but ultimately it's the individual taking their life into their own hands and making the changes. So great way to end it. Thank you so much, Dr. Baker. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Carrie. Appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Did you know we have an incredible membership site for you called healinghumanity.life, We have a special offer going on right now. Learn more at the link in the description. We have courses. We have expert Q&As with the good doctors. We even have a Healing Humanity Heroes Zoom call once a week, highlighting real heroes that will inspire you on a path to healing. The community is wonderful. We're going to be implementing a buddy system so you can be held accountable, recipes, all sorts of great stuff to help you on a path to healing. Learn more at the link in the description below.